Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. The word of God from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 5. Jesus said, "Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is God's word. The results of the election are in already. You win. If you're thinking I'm talking about Tuesday's election, you might not feel like much of a winner the way this election season has gone, and there will no doubt be a loser and a winner and a whole bunch of people who will feel like they have lost something. I'm not talking about Tuesday's election. I'm talking about your election. The Bible calls you God's children, God's elect. When we elect someone, we choose someone. We choose our leaders, and likewise, God chooses you. The book of Romans, Paul uses this language of election. He says, "Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies." And then he later says, "We are more than conquerors through him who loved us." So this morning, I want to challenge you, dear Christians, to shift your perspective, to look at things a little differently, because you might be worried about what we might lose on Tuesday, or we might be worried about what we might lose in our retirements. We might be worried about what we might lose in our families. You hear a lot of amped up rhetoric when there is an election, and it happens every 4 years. And there are important things out there. We say things like, "The Republic is at stake. We could lose the heart of our nation." And you know what? We will. We will lose it all. We will lose this nation, all our earthly comforts, all our earthly freedoms. They will all go away. Jesus himself said so. He said, "Heaven and earth will pass away." St. John in the book of Revelation says, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. The sea was no more." We will lose it all. We sang that last week in "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," didn't we? "Take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife, though these all be gone, our victory has been won." We're reminded we can and we will lose all the things of this world. You see, we've had a privileged status as the church in our nation, and we are clearly losing it rapidly. Churches forced to close, not allowed to gather in worship. Who'd have thought before 2020 that could happen? clergy being denied access to Christians in care centers. I have shut-ins. I have not been able to bring communion in 7 months. Used to be that I could go certain places as a pastor. I could go in the mental health wing of a hospital. I could go into a jail. I can go into certain places. I can go into ICU, or I can go into a hospital outside of visiting hours. Not anymore. Christians are called bigots for what they believe, and certain views are just shut down. You cannot express certain beliefs anymore. Now, some might say we're being persecuted. Am I being persecuted because I can't bring someone communion? Possibly a little bit. That Christian who can't receive communion is, in a sense, being persecuted. But do we really even know what persecution is? You see, we see the things we're losing and Jesus sees what we lose, what we don't have, and he calls us blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you. You know, we're accustomed to calling ourselves blessed people because of the many things we're afforded in our nation. And they are blessings. But Jesus calls us blessed when we lack these things. Blessed are you when you're poor in spirit. Blessed are you when you are empty spiritually. Blessed are you when you are persecuted, when you are mourning, when you're hungering and thirsting for righteousness, for righteous acts and judgments by our courts and our leaders and the powers that be. When we lose all these things, we're blessed. You're blessed because when you have nothing, Jesus Christ is your everything. The book of Revelation, from which we heard our first reading for this All Saints Day, describes this vision before the throne of God the Father and the Lamb, who of course is Jesus Christ, and a great multitude that no one could number, clothed in white robes, cries out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." What a sight it is. Do you know who that multitude is? Do you know who it is? It's you. You might not have known that you're in the Bible, but you are. You see, St. John, throughout the book of Revelation, is having these visions of things that happened prior to him in his past, in his present day, and things that are off in the future. John sees the church, believers of every time and every place, no matter when they lived, no matter where they lived, they joined their voice before the throne of God in singing praise to the one, the Lamb who has brought salvation, who by his blood has clothed us in white robes of righteousness. That is you. Because you win. Christ has won. And therefore you have as well. This great multitude is the one that is brought out of the great tribulation. The book of Revelation reminds us that it will be difficult to be the church. There will be great tribulation before Christ comes again. We've not even begun to know what tribulation looks like, or persecution, or hungering and thirsting for righteousness, or what it means to be poor in spirit. But we know that when all these things are taken away from us, the Lamb who brings salvation, who washes our robes and makes them white, when we have nothing, he will be our everything, our hope, our salvation, our forgiveness, our life, and our victory. Dearest friends in Christ, you win. You, the elect, the chosen people of God, have your victory in the one who conquers sin on your behalf. You are elect. You are victorious. You are more than a conqueror, in the words of St. Paul. Because the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world and calls you to be his children today and always. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.